This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
You can power up your playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. You may discover exciting surprises with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder, or challenge friends to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. You can head to Nintendo.com to learn more about the Nintendo Switch system. Games and systems sold separately.
We're joined now by the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani. It is his first interview since Qatar helped broker this hostage deal between Hamas and Israel. Qatar has also facilitated getting Americans stuck in Gaza out of the region.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Margaret.
Sheikh, the White House told us that at least one American is expected to be released by Hamas today. You've seen the list of hostages. Will we see 4-year-old Abigail Idan released today? And are you confident this exchange will happen?
Well, so far, things are moving in the right direction. We've been working very closely with the U.S. government, with the White House, of course, and we are hoping that we will see the release happening shortly. And within the list, they include Abigail, the young girl, 4 years old.
Will we see more Americans released soon?
Well, we are hopeful, actually. There are still some names which are supposed to be on the first group. Until now, we didn't get the confirmation yet. But, you know, we are working on a daily basis and making sure that every day we have the list of the next day. So we are hopeful that to have a confirmation of, you know, a proof of life for them and hopefully the release at the end of the agreement. As I mentioned, things are happening on a daily basis and we are focused on today's operation and hopefully that will happen very shortly from now.
Well, Mr. Prime Minister, I understand a Qatari delegation visited Israel yesterday and Gaza today. Do you expect that this 4-day truce will be extended? And if so, for how long?
Well, actually, we are hopeful. According to the agreement that been agreed upon in the last few days for this 4 days pause, the agreement has a provision that if Hamas will be able to prove, to locate and secure some of the hostages that are within the criteria of the first group, which is women and children, then it will be extended, depends on the number that they will have. This is something we cannot confirm yet until we get to the fourth day. Then Hamas should present the list if they are available with them. our delegation who have reached to Israel and to Gaza. They are totally two separate delegations. Gaza delegation is focused on ensuring that humanitarian aid are sufficient, that they are going the humanitarian aid to, that's going in Gaza, and it's a pure humanitarian mission. Our delegation who are in Israel, they are the mirror operation room to ours in Doha, that monitor the operation of the releases and ensuring that everything and any concern that addressed as early as possible.
Well, during these pauses in military operations, has Hamas been able to gather more hostages? Do you have any indication that there will be more freed beyond these 50 women and children and civilians?
Well, until now, we have no confirmation. But, you know, Margaret, it's a very complicated structure that we've been dealing with. So our dealing is only with the political office in Doha and the representatives in that office, whom they are communicating with Hamas in Gaza, and they are bringing the information from them. And normally what we have seen throughout these negotiations, the information only provided at the time of any agreement or when it's happened, but they never indicate something earlier. And this is a pattern that they've been using as part of their methods for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. You're saying the political leaders located in Doha sometimes have a delay in communicating with the military commanders in Gaza. Do you know where Yahya Sinwar, the Hamas commander believed to have planned these attacks, is right now?
Well, I don't think that this information is available with anyone except, you know, the people who are close to him. And this is an information really that doesn't relate much to what we are doing right now and on the ongoing negotiations. Our communication throughout the years that we had with Hamas has been very exclusive to the political wing and the political representatives in the office here in Doha, and that's it. And we don't deal directly with or never have any dealing with the military wing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Qatar is home to the very large U.S. military base. Qatar is a major non-NATO U.S. ally. But in this country, a number of Republican lawmakers in particular have publicly called for your country to hand over those Hamas political leaders. What is the future? Will they remain in Qatar?
Margaret, our relation with the U.S. is a very solid relationship and alliance that been established throughout the decades. We've been working together very closely in ensuring peace and stability in the region. And in several occasions, Qatar has been always stepping up to this partnership. And if you recall Afghanistan and currently right now, we've been working very closely with the White House, with the CIA and State Department to ensure that this deal is happening. The President of the United States is in constant contact with His Highness the Emir, and I've been in constant communication with our colleagues in the White House, CIA, and State Department as well. There is a relation that's based on trust, based on mutual interest of both countries. This office, when it's established in coordination with the U.S. to establish the communication with Hamas, and it's been always useful not only for the U.S., but for the U.S., Israel, and for the stability of the region. And as long as this is something useful, and also, right now we are in the middle of the negotiation, we will always keep the communication open with everyone. We did that previously with Taliban. Some of the politicians in the U.S., they didn't, probably they didn't like it or they disagreed with us. Mm-hmm. But we've been dealing with this matter very professionally and trying to get the benefit of this communication. You cannot end a conflict by speaking to your friend. If there is a conflict, you need a friend to speak to your adversary or to your opponents. And I believe Qatar represents the perfect friend of the United States to speak to those adversaries and multiple parties.
Do you see an opportunity in this short truce to have some kind of diplomatic agreement to end the conflict? And will Qatar play a role in the future of Gaza? You've had a relationship with Gaza under Hamas's rule. Will the future of Gaza involve your country?
Well, our relationship, Margaret, is with the Palestinian people, with the Palestinian cause. Our support for the Palestinian people has been ongoing for decades, and this is what Qatar stood for. Whoever is governing the Palestinians, it's their choice, and I believe that our focus right now is how to end this war, how to ensure that this is not repeated. And the only way to ensure that this is not repeated is to resolve it peacefully, to have a political solution, and provide the Palestinian people with a political horizon for a state. And then the day after, and who will govern Gaza? Gaza and the West Bank should be one unit, one country, under one leadership that will be chosen by the Palestinian people.
Mm-hmm. And Qatar will play a role, I understand you saying. Before I let you go, you've talked...
Well, for the support of the Palestinian people, definitely we will continue that.
Understood. Before I let you go, as you mentioned, Qatar has undertaken a lot of diplomatic initiatives. One of them recently has been to help bring Ukrainian children who were taken to Russia back to their families in Ukraine. You've brought 4 children home so far. Is there hope to bring home more Ukrainian children soon? And what is the goal here? Are you trying to broker a breakthrough with Russia?
Well, Qatar has been mediating in different conflicts that not only exclusive to the region, but even beyond that. And this is something that's been in the foundation of the country foreign policy, and it's a core element that we are focusing on, and this we see that this is a contribution of such a small country to international peace and security. We carried out this role based on the request at the beginning from the Ukrainian in our constant exchange and communication with them, how we are able to help, and we used the channels of communication and the relationship that we have with Russia to secure those 4 kids, and these efforts has been ongoing and still continuing. And we are hoping also for another group to come back to their families before the holidays, hopefully.
Another group? How many children?
Well, until now, the numbers are not clear yet, so I won't disclose it until we have, you know, this solidified and finalized.
All right. Prime Minister, I appreciate your time. In the middle of this intense diplomacy, we will be watching and hoping for progress.
Thank you very much, Margaret, for having me.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. 2 once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of 2 young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.